this will be one heck of a challenge against this front. Anybody that plays against this front and doesn't account for the fact that they could take over a game would kind of be foolish. Hopefully we won't be foolish, and we'll go out and have answers, as many as we can, for as hard as they play, as dynamic as they play, as aggressive as they play, as long as they play, play through the whistle. So this would be a great challenge for us. During the bye week, we didn't spend our bye week working on the Monday night's game. We didn't start that until this week, but we spent our time working on things that we feel like we need to improve on. Looked at some things that we wanted to try to get to, but we hadn't gotten to yet. And then talked about things we need to throw out because we weren't doing very well. And so that's what we did. Most teams do that during a bye week, I think. Well, I only look at how we're improving. I don't worry about up and down. I kind of take the first part of it and see if that we're getting better at things each week. I think we're getting better, and that's really what I look at. I do know it's hard to run the ball against some of the solid looks, the 2-3 techniques and the under defenses, the two-gap teams. They're not going to give you the explosive runs. And so we had a number of those games early in the season. I think there was a guy that was calling plays in Green Bay that didn't call a run enough. I think that was part of the problem. Hopefully he's not showing up this week. And so there's a lot to it. But what I like is the improvement. We're making improvement. We're having some continuity in our double teams. And we're doing a little bit better job up front. Well, we want to play smart football, and we don't want to do anything dumb that could hurt our football team. We want to make sure that we're up to the challenge of their intensity and match that intensity, but at the same time, we want to be smart, intelligent, and we want to play our football, before the whistle blows. Chris is a great guy. We had a great talk after we released him. He's had some bad breaks. He's had some bad injury breaks. We tried to move him inside a little bit, and just as things were going last year, he got dinged up a little bit. He lost some time. Right now, I think the organization felt that, it would be good for him to, maybe get a fresh start. And we have some young guys we like, and, that's part of the thing. We brought Jonathan in, and Jonathan's been a starter in this league, although a backup starter, but he's been a starter in this league. So it's unfortunate. Chris is a great guy. He did everything we asked him to do. And I wish him the best of luck, and he knows that. Well, Kellen has worked extremely hard, we're trying to make sure that we have some things for him each week in the passing game. We think he's a very good blocker and big and strong and athletic and can run. Hopefully his package and his production in the passing game will grow as we move forward. So, we're liking where he's going. Like everything, and everything we're trying to do on defense, coaching-wise and player-wise, we're trying to improve every week. It's a very long season. We can't fix everything in one week, but we're trying to improve in areas that we identify each week. Unfortunately, we can't identify every single area each week and get better at every single area. Well, Alshon was coming on. It's unfortunate. That's part of the NFL. We lose a good player, good young player. But, getting Earl back is going to be a good boost for us. And hopefully we can get 23 going a little bit. We can get Hester going a little bit. So, yeah, of course, it's a little different. Alshon's a big body guy and can body up on people, body up on smaller corners. But that's just, NFL, so we have to move forward. We haven't really used him in some of the areas that we wanted to use him. Again, we're only a couple games into this thing. We got a long way to go, so we're going to try to continue to grow his package. His package is going to grow just by sheer fact that we lost Alshon this week.